Hey guys, who's here?
Hey Phil, it's Jim.
Hi.
I'm here, Christy.
Hi, Christy.
David Gomez. David Gomez. Mr.
Hey,
Phil.
David. Glad you joined us.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Who else? Bill, Jenny here. No Jenny yet.
Tammy.
Billy.
Hi, Tammy. Hi, Billy.
Hi.
All right, more people signing in. Let's give it about 30 seconds, and we'll start.
There we go.
Hey, guys, can you hear me okay?
Yes. Yes.
Do I sound clear on, like, Friday?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. So we got David Gomez here. David, I'm glad you're joining us. David, you got the product, I think, less than a week ago, right?
Yes, sir, about a week ago.
You have not become a promoter yet, am I right?
No, sir, not yet.
Okay, so give us some real quick feedback. How are you liking the product? Both you and your girlfriend are using it, right?
Yes, sir. Initially, the first day, I didn't feel much. Second day, I did feel the surge when I took the one capsule. I did feel a surge of it. I'm like, okay, well, good, good. And then I put on the patch. I've never put on anything like that. And then I was doing that before my girlfriend started. So just kind of wanted to do it before her and give her feedback. And then over time, I just started feeling so much better. Even though I work out and I have energy already, there was this amplification that I was feeling that I hadn't been feeling before. So I'm like, okay, all right, I can use this. You know, I can use this, and it's been great since. Then I, after a few days, I had my girlfriend try it, and instantly she said, babe, I don't know if it's this or not, but I feel different. I have this surge of energy that I haven't had before, and
right.
So on, and she's been loving it, and
right.
She's starting to get compliments that she's looking a little thinner from the face. I'm like, I mean, and she does it good, you know, and doesn't work out as much.
All right, so let me ask you a question. So is it time to start making money now?
Yes, sir. That's
okay,
why
good.
I had messaged you and told you I'm ready to become a promoter. I wanted to make sure that I believe in what I'm going to promote and have be completely into it. Once my girlfriend also started telling me how she was feeling, this and that, I'm like, okay, this is something that I can do.
All right, so we'll talk later in the day, and we'll get you set up as a promoter, and we'll talk about hitting your VIP bonuses, which should bring you $400 or $800 or more very quickly, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Christy, can I put you on the spot, and just also I'll mention that you just became a promoter.
Yes.
And today we're going to start to work toward your VIP, which should happen very quickly, right?
Hopefully, yeah.
So how about a very quick, what do you think of the product? Now, by the way, let me say this. Everyone here is ethical. Everyone here will say, I'm not going to sell anything unless I believe in it. So we've all had that experience, and it's really interesting how we also go through this weird, you know, we start to feel better. We go, could it be the product? Like, we've all gone through that. But we're here because we really believe in the product. Honestly, otherwise you wouldn't be here. So, Christy, with that said, what was your experience like?
As you know, I used to be a big, like, thermogenic person just for the energy of it. And with this, I feel it's almost like a cleaner energy, like a clarity energy, not like a jittery, too much caffeine jitter feeling. It's just like a mental clarity for me. I'm sleeping great. My back was hurting for like 3 weeks, and I don't know if it's coincidence or if this is helping with that too. But I pulled my back like 3 weeks ago, and it's the same time I started taking this, my lower back has been feeling so much better.
It's
so,
just so funny how often we hear that where people go, I don't know if it's the product. Yeah, maybe it's just.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying it's not, but it's just every time I would go to work out again, I would re-hurt my back. And then I started taking this a week and a half ago. I've had two workouts since, and I've been okay. So I'm going to, I guess, attribute it to the thrive.
Well, you know, when you hear it enough from people who go, ah, you know what, my ankle doesn't hurt anymore. My knees don't hurt anymore. I feel more energy, but maybe I'm just more energetic. When you hear it enough, you start to go, no, it's the product. It is. Yeah. And the science supports it, and the formula supports it. So, okay, we're at this point now that we're all believers. And on Friday, I intended to share with you guys some thoughts on leadership, but I was in California and I had a rotten internet telephone connection, and it just didn't come through. But what I wanted to share, I'm going to mute everybody, and then you could hit star 6 to unmute. So hold on for a second. Jenny, if you're here, just hit star 6 to unmute and let me know you're unmuted.
Unmuted.
Okay. And anybody can do that. So if at any point you want to share anything, you have a question, just star 6 to unmute, and then it's like a toggle switch. You mute yourself again. But I started talking about Machiavelli, and I did it from this perspective. In psychology, there is a diagnosis, which is called a Machiavellian personality. And it sounds very negative. It refers to somebody as if they're very self-centered, narcissistic, they only care about themselves, and they use other people to get what they want. But I have studied the works of Machiavelli, and it has nothing to do with that. What Machiavelli spoke about was leadership. And his premise as a scientist and a philosopher was that the human ape is a mimic. That from the time we're born, we learn to mimic our parents and peers, and that's how we learn, and that's how the species survives. So we are not created to be leaders. We're created to be followers. With that said, there would be no society if somebody didn't lead. So there are people who are sort of innately created to have some leadership roles, some leadership properties, and they tend to take the lead. So in society, most people are willing to follow. Now, I just came back from the Medicare conference, and I spoke to a room of health professionals. And one of the things that I realized within the first 20 minutes is many people there were waiting for the industry to change. They were waiting for the medical field to change or for the fitness field to change. And I interrupted my own presentation. I said, guys, I want to share this with you. If you're going to leave here and wait until the industry changes, until the medical field moves away from over pharmaceutical prescription and starts to recognize that we can intervene with nutrition, if you wait until the industry does that, it will not happen in your lifetime. And that's the truth. But if you're willing to be a pioneer, if you're willing to step out of the paradigm, if you're willing to take some initiative, if you're willing to find the leadership within you, then you can change your entire world and lead the industry forward. So what Machiavelli said is the primary difference between somebody who is a leader, whether they are innately created to be a leader or they become one, because lots of people emerge from the followers and they start to lead. But they take responsibility. When something doesn't go their way, rather than pointing the finger and blaming the wind or the ground or the universe, a Machiavellian person will say, I wasn't skillful enough. I didn't strategize well enough. I could have done better. So if we look at leaders, those are the traits that make leaders strong. Now, will every individual follow every leader? Of course not. But network marketing, as I now understand it, is really set up when it's done right and when it's done ethically so that leadership traits can funnel their way down. Somebody has to be a leader in order for us to learn about the product, about the opportunity, about how to market it, and about how to build our business. When I got involved, Jenny is my leader. Is she my leader in life? No. But is she my leader in this? Yes. Because she's had months in front of me. She's built up an income. And one of the things, and I remember this specifically, I remember where I was, and I remember asking her, because we had several phone calls before I decided to even get the product, and I asked, how much are you making? And she said, four figures. And I said, a month or a week? And she said, a week. And I said, good. So that's where we started. That, for me, said, at the very least, she can teach me to earn $1,000 a week because she knows something I don't. So I needed to look to her as my leader. And by the way, Jenny, you are still my leader in this. Now, the beautiful thing about network marketing is several times Jenny has said to me, I went to Wendy, right? I spoke to Jeanette. I spoke to somebody else because she has leaders. But what I want to say to you is, if you really want to succeed in this, even though I may be naive to lots of the elements of network marketing still, what I do know is the people who succeed at a high enough level to make this their business, they become leaders. They become leaders. So what I want this group to be moving forward is the We Thrive Leadership Group. I want to be able to stand in front alongside Jenny and lead you guys to lead other people, because that's when this starts to work. So I'm going to say the same thing to you that I said to the doctors. If you're going to wait for the product to become popular enough and for the whole industry to be recognized as credible and for the whole world to know about Thrive, if you're going to wait for that to happen, then you'll probably make a few dollars. But if you really want to earn what you deserve and you really want to maximize the opportunity here, then you've got to step out of your own limitations. You've got to. And you've got to be willing to lead. And when I urge you guys to be on the calls, it's not a punishment. It's not for my health or for my ego. It's because that's how I believe that I can impact you in making you better leaders. But I'm not naive. I don't believe that I'm going to stand at the top of this mountain and just tell you guys, the more you participate and the more you contribute, the more we become a gelling team. And when I ask for your experiences, positive or negative, it's because we will all learn from them. Negative experiences will resolve together. Positive experience, we will all learn from. So I don't want this to be the kind of group where you sit back and listen and then hang up and go on with your life. I really want these calls to be transformational, not just for me and not just for Jenny, but literally for everyone here. Now, I'm going to come back to something I've said many times before, and I will not continue to say it, but I do want to mention it one more time. This 80-20 rule bothered me, and the reason it bothered me is because I'm bringing in people I know. And I want everyone I bring in to succeed. David and I had many conversations. He's about to step into this. I want to do everything in my power to set David up for success. Christy has worked with me and been a friend for a very long time. If I'm bringing her into this, I feel responsible. So I want to set her up to succeed. And already we've had many conversations where I said, Christy, trust me, just do this on the phone with me. Don't jump to the website. Don't do it yourself. Because to me, that's leadership. I don't want her to make the mistakes that I made. As you guys bring in promoters, what I hope is you will learn to treat them the same way, to nurture them, to guide them. Now, what I do know is there have been times in my life, in my career, in my role as a leader, that I've pushed people the wrong way with good intentions. They were not responsive to my way of leading. And I'm going to say, if you tell me that, I'll do the best I can to modify my approach. And if I'm still not a good leader for you, then I will respect that. And Jenny can put you in another group. I'm not asking anybody to leave. I want all of you guys here. I'm just saying my intention is for everyone here to find success, not for me to hear my own voice. So everything I do is with the intention, not of pushing you, of lifting you up and empowering you to lead. So if there is reluctance within you, then I want you to identify it, because this really is your chance to step forward and change your life. Jenny, you recently initiated a major change in your life. Do you want to share what that is?
Yes, I do. Yeah, you guys, I just have a few quick things to share, just to kind of piggyback off what Phil is just saying. Those of you who are new on the call, welcome. It's very nice to meet you. You know, you guys, when I first started, right, I was just like you guys. Here's what I knew. I knew I liked the product just like you. I knew what it did for me just like you. And I knew that I knew a lot of people that needed it, and I wanted to help them just like you. Okay, so but when I started the journey, you know, I had no idea what was going to be in store for us, you know, financially from the business side. So I was leading strictly from that place, just like where you guys are, okay? And but here's what I also knew. I knew I was committed, and I remember telling Kathy exact words, I'm doing this. And it's really ironic, Phil, because if you remember when we had those conversations over that few weeks of time and you finally made the phone call and you said, I'm in, I'm doing this. And we used the same verbiage. And there's
Jenny, I have to interrupt you for a second. I just have to interrupt you. I just got a text from Gary, says the connection is horrible. Is it? Are you guys having trouble hearing me? Because, Jenny, I hear you okay. Can anybody just tell
me?
I hear you fine, yes, but I'm just curious.
I can hear you fine.
Okay.
So I was before. I'm on there now. When I first tried to get on, it was crazy.
Oh, so we're good now?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay, go ahead. Jenny, I'm sorry to interrupt. I just wanted to make sure everybody's hearing you, so go ahead.
No problem. So I was committed from the get-go, so I knew that too. Okay, I knew I was committed, and I was going to do it. I did not necessarily know what that was going to look like, or how long it was going to be, and blah, blah, blah. I just knew I'm doing this. That was my mindset, all right? And the other thing I want to tell you is I have the same time in the day that you have, right? I, at that time when I started, I was working full-time as a trainer. I have a studio in my house. I was training a competition team of girls that compete. Do you guys have any idea how time-consuming that is, right? I had two small children. Ashton was a newborn. He was born in August, and I started promoting in January. I have a husband who's working full-time on the fire department on shift work, right? So I have, you know, the same knowledge and background you guys have. Some of you are way more knowledgeable in certain areas than I even am. And I also had the same company and the same product that you guys have. So all of that to say that I had nothing that you guys don't have. And I didn't have Phil. And Phil is I can't even tell you guys what a resource and great leader that you have at your fingertips right there. So you actually, that's very advantageous for you. You actually have an advantage over me when I started. So my husband and I, when we did start, you know, we made some goals. So I said, okay, I hit my bonuses. And I said, okay, here was our first goal. Our first goal was we're going to get Alex's tuition paid for. My son is in kindergarten. He goes to a private Christian school in town here, and it's about $600 a month to send him there. So that was our first goal. We thought, well, hey, if we can pay for his tuition, that'll be great for us. So check that off the list very quickly, actually, within the first, I don't know, I guess couple of months, right? Hit my car bonus within that first couple of months. So that was done. So then we said, okay, that's cool. I'm still committed though, right? I'm doing this. Then the next step was, well, all right, let's knock out all of our debt. We have a huge goal as a couple that we want to owe nothing to anybody, including our house. Like, we just want to be free of all of that. So we started, you know, working on that. You know, check mark. A few months later, my husband and I don't owe anybody anything except for we still owe on our house. Everything else was paid off. Okay, that's pretty cool, right? So my intention is, like, we started with just small goals, right? And I had nothing in front of me. You guys don't have it. And they just started marking off the list. But it was because I was committed. It was because I said, I'm doing this. And I took it seriously. I looked at it as a serious business, as a serious opportunity to change our lives, our family's lives, one thing at a time. So the next thing that we had for us as a family, you know, we've never been, like, for us personally, we weren't crazy, you know, about, ooh, we're going to go get this new car, or, oh, we're going to go on this many trips. Some people love that, and I think that's great. Just for us, like, our main focus was we just want to be together. We want to, you know, pay off our debt, do these kind of things. So our third goal was, my husband has been on the Lexington Fire Department for 17 years. He will be 44 years old this year, and he is burned out being on the fire department. You know, it's a hard job. It's, you know, schedule-wise, and, you know, he just sees a lot of things that he's just kind of over that. Like, he's ready for a new chapter. So that was our next goal. We wanted to be able to bring him home so that he could retire early from his job and find his next, you know, thing that the Lord's going to put in his heart for him to do that's going to bring him joy. So I will have you all know that his last day on the fire department is Thursday, tomorrow. And it's hard for me to not get emotional when I tell you that. But I want to tell you guys that because this is a real business. And I've only been doing this since January, you guys, and I don't have anything in front of me that you don't have. Nothing, not a thing. But I was committed to it, and I believed in it, and I said, I'm doing this, and I did it, and I'm still doing it. And so now my husband is coming home. And that's how real that this business is. And that's what an opportunity that you guys have right in front of you. So I want to challenge all of you that if you don't look at it as a real business, if you've got your, you know, your toe in the water and you're just kind of, maybe this might work, but, you know, we'll see how it goes. Please find out why you feel that way. Please identify why you're not looking at it as, yes, I'm doing this, this is a real business. Because if you can identify that, and then Phil and I can help you maybe work through what's holding you back, because that's what's holding you back. I want you all to do that. And the other thing I want to say is, it's great to hear all my triumphs and my successes, right? But they didn't come, it's not all rainbows and roses every day. And I still have my own insecurities, and I still have my own doubts every single day. There are still things, you know, that come into my head, like, gosh, am I a good leader? Oh, my gosh, I don't know how to answer that question. You know, and still, you know, I have such admiration and respect for him, and he is way ahead of me in years in this life, right? So sometimes I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm not equipped to lead this person. I have insecurities about that. Oh, my gosh, I'm not equipped to tell him what to do or how to be or, you know, what to do with the situation. And so that's okay to feel like that, because you just go out and you seek help from somebody you think is equipped. You go out and you say, Wendy, Elise, I don't know how to lead Phil in this area. Can you please help me? And that's what makes a good leader, because you're sacrificing your ego and you're sacrificing your pride and you're sacrificing your arrogance and you're staying in humility, right? And you're sacrificing those things for the betterment of other people. And isn't that a beautiful thing? So I have those same insecurities and doubts, and I still get nervous when I talk to people, and I still get stumped with questions sometimes, and I am not even close to being done with this journey. I hope in 6 months, 12 months from now, that I can be on these calls with you and I can offer you greater wisdom and insight and have a whole, you know, greater level of skill set to give you guys. But I was committed, and I want you guys to be committed, and be committed to self-growth and self-improvement and self-reflection. Be okay with criticism. Be okay with being embarrassed. Be okay with feeling sometimes. Be okay with getting 1,000 no's, because it's okay to do that. Because just because that happens does not mean that you will fail, because all of those things have happened to me, and I have not failed. And you know, I always say, I'm not where I want to be, but thank goodness I'm not where I used to be, right? But you don't ever get there unless you commit and you go. So the takeaways I really want you guys to get from all of that, and thank you for listening, is I want you to look at this as a real business, and if you're not, identify why you're not so we can work with you about that. And another takeaway, this is something that's been so helpful, daily affirmations. Speak them out loud. I'm a great leader. Everybody wants to be on my team. I have 8 personal 200Ks. Speak it out loud every day. It sounds silly and crazy, but I'm telling you it works. If you were with me in my house, you would think I'm a crazy person because I walk around all day saying, I am a multimillionaire, and I have multimillionaire people on my team. And I say those things all day, every day. So those are the major takeaways I want you guys to take away and hopefully take some action in doing those things. So,
hey, Jenny, I also want to add.
Yeah.
I so appreciate you. And there's an element here of kindred spirits in the sense that we're all the same. And I don't know if that's true on every team, but I brought in people who are fitness professionals, and not just fitness professionals, but career fitness professionals, and who choose to earn their living by bettering the lives of others. And then there's something else that unfortunately comes with that. Most of us were not paid as we deserve. So we've all had these aversions toward doing things for money because that's somehow selling out. You know, our whole thing is we're going to help people. And maybe we're not going to make $1 million, but we're going to help people. And it hit me quite some time ago, why shouldn't I make $1 million if I'm helping people? But I want to point out, Jenny didn't get into this, and forgive me for speaking on your behalf right now, but she didn't get into this because she wanted to make money. I mean, you know, she doesn't have to tell her story now, but for those of you who've heard it, she was reluctant. Even when she loved the product, she was reluctant. So she's not somebody who's telling her husband, how are we going to make $1 million? How are we going to make $1 million? The way that she just explained it today, you got to look at that and your heart has to connect with it. I mean, they're starting a family and they want to be able to take care of their family and they want to do it without debt. It wasn't about greed. It wasn't about, you know, let's get in the MLM that makes us the most money. So that's why her story, I hope, resonated with all of you. And when she started, she fell on her face many times. All of you, David, Christie, I'm just preparing you, will run into a client who makes you feel stupid for the moment because they're going to go, oh, why are you trying to sell me something now? You never sold something. You were always about fitness. All of a sudden, you're selling something, and you feel like retreating. Every one of us has had that. But I think Gary will tell you, Jeff will tell you, sooner or later they come around. Why would you let a client with an attitude shut you down? So you've got to be willing to step over all of these things that happen early on because we love the product, so we tell people about the product, and we know they should love the product. And sometimes they'll look at it and they go, oh, no, sucralose, I'm not doing this. Why would you sell something with sucralose? Be prepared. That should roll down your back. Listen, you guys know me well enough to know I would not sell anything I believe to be dangerous in any way. I am completely attached to this. If you followed my career at all, you know I'm very selective in what I attach to. So this is the real deal. It works. It improves people's health. It aligns completely with the programs that we offer. There's nothing in here that is anything but part of a genius formulation that improves lives. So your clients don't know that. So when somebody says something to you like that, or if somebody just says, I'm not interested, and they give you the hand, you just have to walk by because there'll be another who says yes. It's all a part of the game. And this is a part of you stepping outside of your comfort zone and being a leader, not because it's all about money, much the opposite, because finally you have something that can bring you what you deserve, and it aligns with everything you believe in. And I'm making myself available if ever anybody needs to talk to me because they question the soy, they question the way, put me on the phone with them. I'm not promising I'll turn them into a customer, but I'll certainly address their apprehensions. And another thing is, it's perfectly okay for you to not know an answer. If you listen to Jenny, she said, hey, I didn't know the answers. I'd go to somebody else. I'd ask somebody else. You know, Jenny and I had a conversation today about Candida. She's learning. We're learning as we go. Jenny, the water was clear, yes?
Yes, it was.
I'll tell you what that is very quickly. There's a very expensive way to test for Candida. You could go for a stool sample. It's a rather unpleasant way. Or you could simply spit in a glass of water and leave that glass of water somewhere for about an hour. And if you do have candida, which is elevated yeast growth, which is a proliferation of what we would call at some level the bad bacteria, the glass of water turns into like cobwebs. If you don't have candida, the saliva dissolves and it just looks like a glass of water. So we have had a handful of people, women, who bloated from the product. So Jenny and I are trying to figure it out. Why would that happen? And my suspicion is it's a candida die-off. It's a yeast overgrowth kind of fighting back. So this was the beginning of our test. So what I'm saying to you is we will all continue to learn these things together. And just because one person doesn't have the same experience you did with the product doesn't mean you go into uh-oh mode. We're going to figure it out. There's a reason. You know, David, I'll say this to you. You didn't feel something the first day. The second day you did, your girlfriend tried it. Bam, it worked for her. There are some people who feel that effect immediately. There are other people who don't feel it for 2 or 3 weeks. I don't fully know why yet, but I know that to be true. So once you have the experience and the confidence, when somebody says, I don't feel anything, how long have you been using it? One day, we've learned you got to stay on it. You got to stay the course. You know, some people have a lot of gut stuff that has to be dealt with. So this is the beauty of having this team. We will learn from each other. When I say share experiences, these all help us learn and grow. And I want this to be a great leadership group, and I want every single person here to succeed. Is that possible? Some would say no. I'm still believing it is. I believe everyone who came on board through me can find a level of success of their choosing. It's up to you to choose. Most of all, know this. From this moment forward, don't look at this as a few extra dollars. Look at this as your business. Doesn't mean instead of your personal training business, but it's a complement to it. They're part of the same business. And if this part of it makes you 5 times as much money than the training does, good. If this part of it makes you $200,000 this year and the training only makes you $60,000, good. But it's not just an extra. This really is a part of your business, and that's what we've been trying to emphasize because both Jenny and I are living that way. All right, let me open it up to any thoughts or comments or questions. I know Jason Barron had something he wanted to ask or share. Right, Jason? Star 6.
I have something to share. Phil,
okay.
I have something
oh.
to share.
Well, hold on, Gary. Let's get to Jason first.
Okay. I'm here. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, just along the same process of just improving communication and language and how to connect with people. And the thing I can come back to is I know people who are in the health field and I don't know them. Some I do, some I don't. I know people who know people and I'm like, how I have this urging to reach out to them because of how awesome this is, but also knowing that I have to potentially wait for an issue to rise up to have the in.
Give me an example. What do you mean? What do you mean you need an issue to rise up?
Well, someone who has issues with sleep or energy or they feel like crap or I got something for you.
Okay.
But I got a friend of mine. She works for a doctor's office, and there's like 5 doctors in the practice, and I think they're at least 1 or 2 of them are more or DOs or more naturopaths, and I'm like, this would be perfect, and I'm just struggling with how to I see the potential in front of me. Should I challenge it or should I face it or not?
Jason?
Jason?
Yes.
Yes.
Are you on Bluetooth or something?
Bluetooth
all
or something?
Of a sudden there's an echo.
There's an echo.
Okay, hang on.
Okay, hang on.
Is that better?
Yep.
Nope.
There's still an echo.
Still an echo.
But okay, I'm going to ask you to mute. Let's see if it goes away. Jason, just mute.
Jason, just mute.
There we go.
There we go.
Okay, is the echo gone?
Okay, is the echo gone?
No, it's not. It's coming from somebody else.
It's coming from somebody else.
Okay, the echo should be gone now. Jenny, can you star 6? Nobody else, just Jenny. Let me know when you're back. Jenny. All right, Jason, you try. Star 6.
Muted. Can you hear me?
Let's try again. Jenny, star 6.
Can you hear me, Phil?
Yes, yes. Okay, Jason, are you here?
Yes.
Okay, the echo is gone. So go ahead. So you know people who give you access to doctors, and you're all excited. You want to jump forward and speak to the doctors, but you're saying you need some kind of entry. Something has to happen to allow you that entry. Is that it?
I need to, or I feel I should wait for that. I just don't know how to have those conversations when not coming off as just another person selling something to a doctor's office.
Okay. Here is my go-to all of the time, because we can easily overthink things. Be honest. And it's so simple. This is the most advanced way to influence somebody, is just to be honest. So honestly, what I would say if I met somebody like that is exactly that. I'd go, I am so excited about this thing that I have that's changing my life and changing the life of my clients. And I really want to introduce it to you, but I don't know how, because I feel like I have to wait until something happens and is an event. So I'm just putting it out there, man. And that opens up the dialogue. If I said that to somebody, you better bet they're going to be curious at the very least, right? They wouldn't go, oh, no, don't talk to me now. Let's wait till something happens. So, you know, Jason, for you, I know you use the words I struggle. I'm sure you saw my response on Facebook. But when you make a statement like that, like Jenny talked about affirmations, right? So you walk around and you go, I am a multimillionaire. I am a great leader. You're literally programming your subconscious, your prefrontal cortex. You're changing the way your amygdala gate works. You're literally changing the way your brain behaves. So when you do the opposite and you say things in the present tense and you go, I struggle with this, I struggle with that, then you're literally telling yourself that it's almost like you have a condition of struggle. And the way that you shut that down is prove to yourself that you don't struggle. So for me, I would rather try it and get rejected than wonder every single day what would happen if I tried it. I would just take a shot. I would literally just talk to people you know and just use your passion, your excitement, but be honest. So I think it's okay to say that, because you're not selling anything that is not 1,000% in line with what you're about to share. So let your excitement come through, and not all of them will say, hey, let me open my door, come in and tell me about it, but some of them will. And by the way, when you get in the conversation, always what I would look for is what you were alluding to earlier, the need. So if I'm talking to a doctor, let's not fool ourselves into thinking that doctors are all healthy and have energy and have lost all the fat they want. So you talk to the doctor as a person, and when we can find the need in them, now it simply becomes a dialogue. Jenny, what would you add to that?
Yeah, I mean, not much. I think that that's great. I mean, anytime I talk to anybody, I really try not to pay too much attention necessarily to what their profession, like, I feel like you got to take the focus off of that. Like, oh my gosh, this is a doctor and this could be huge and they are so influential, right? Like, just think of them as, this is just another person that needs to thrive, and I'm going to find out what their need is and share it with them. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you can separate that, it kind of makes you feel more comfortable and takes the nerves away a bit, and then you just have a candid conversation just like you would have with your next-door neighbor.
And, Jason, just because I know you well, I'm going to share this. This has been a challenge for you. Is you want to take an action in terms of marketing, telling somebody something, putting a message out there, but you stop yourself by overanalyzing. You know, what will I say? I don't know what to say. And the fact is, you do. You do. You just don't have to preconceive it. You really just have to kind of get the courage. So when Jenny was saying earlier, you know, find out what's limiting you. She said this to everybody. She said, you know, if you're not seeing this as a way to really earn whatever you want to earn and make this your business, you know, try to figure out why. Jason, you're there, but you just have this block that shows up. And as long as you acknowledge it, the best thing you can do is confront it. Just literally move it out of the way. Say, if I'm apprehensive or struggling with this idea of talking to the doctor, then I got to talk to the doctor, or at least try. And again, if you fail, at least you took the shot. So I hope the next time we talk, you have a story or two about the doctor you reached out to. And either way, it's a win. Even if you go, he wasn't interested, it's still a win, because you stretched the limits of your EEM. You know what I mean by that, your emotional experiential memory. You changed it by taking an action. So if you're really committed, you'll do these things because they may feel very real to you and very limiting, but in the large scheme of things, you're the only one who could overcome it, and it can change everything for you. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Is there a part of your question that wasn't answered?
No.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Okay, Gary, go ahead. Star 6 to unmute, Gary.
Muted.
All right, Phil.
All right, Gary, you're the one who's echoing. Are you on some kind of speaker or something?
No, I'm on phone.
Gary, if you don't mind, text me your question. Go ahead.
Is it better?
Yeah.
Is it better?
I think so.
So, you know that guy Jason that I had you talk to that time that didn't want to go on it right away?
Yes.
You remember?
Yeah.
I remember the guy.
Of course
he
I do.
Asked me all the questions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was going on vacation. He was on keto. I remember the whole thing.
My phone. I have to shut off my car, man. I didn't know how to do this. Okay. Can
you're good now. Whatever you're doing now is working.
All right. So you heard what I asked, right? With Jason.
No.
Okay, you remember Jason, the guy that you spoke to on the phone?
That I heard, yes. I remember Jason. I remember him well.
All right, so I got him on the product on Monday.
Good.
And so he goes to me this morning. What's that noise? Oh, my God. What is going on here?
I don't know, Gary.
Can you hear that noise?
No.
All right, well, you guys can't hear that, so that's good. This whole phone thing is so stupid. I don't know what's going on here.
Okay.
Anyway,
so, Brad, what did he say?
He goes to me today, he goes, I only wish, you know, he's on his second day, actually. Actually, no, today's the third day. He's on the full amount. He goes, I only wish that this was FDA approved. That's what he says to me.
Okay.
I didn't really know how to answer it. I mean, I know how to answer it, but I don't know. I want to hear what you would say. Let's put it
I wouldn't answer it. There's nothing to answer. I only wish. All right. You could wish that.
Yeah, but I can take that one.
It's not a question. You know, sometimes there's nothing to address, honestly. Like, and this guy, I remember him well. He's egotistical. He's accomplished, but he's egotistical. We had a long talk. He laid out, you know, the plan. He was going to do keto. He was going to go on vacation. When he finished, he was going to come back and try the product. So, you know, he followed through on that. Great, I'm sure, with your urging. So he's just going to throw stuff at you, but so what? He didn't say, I'm not going to take it.
No, I only asked you that. The reason why I'm asking you this question is because I wanted to hear how you answered it. That's all.
Okay, I wouldn't answer it, honestly. If somebody asked me, is this FDA approved, I would go, it's not a drug.
Good answer right there. That's a good answer. Okay, that's why I asked you.
Yeah, the FDA is the Food and Drug Administration. This is neither. The FDA does not approve nutritional supplements.
Well, he's saying they should because they can be stuff.
Okay,
like
so I would go, yeah, you're right.
All right. Good to know.
Okay, good, but I'm glad he's on the product.
Yeah, and I also got that other guy on the product too. Remember the guy that said no initially?
Yeah. How about the wife of the older guy? Is she open to it yet?
The wife of the – no.
Okay.
I haven't gotten anywhere with that.
All right. She'll come around. They do.
Yep.
All right. Excellent. Anyone else? Thoughts, comments, questions about anything at all?
I want to tell them – hold on. I'm sorry. I want to tell them one thing. I actually sat down over the weekend and I wrote this down. I want you guys to take note of this. Since January when I started doing this, I have gotten 387 no's from people. 387 no's from people that I've reached out to. That's a lot of no's if you think about it, right?
Right.
And the yeses that I've gotten and the business I've been able to grow from the yeses that I've gotten, that number is significantly lower than those no's. So I just wanted to tell you guys that because I thought that was interesting.
Right. So if there is a percentage, and there is, you know, let's say 30% or yeses or 22% or whatever the number is, then really every no is a positive because it's just bringing you one more person.
One more closer to a yes.
That's it. Yep. Anyone else? Remember, I was saying earlier, this call is your opportunity to share, to learn, to be better at this. So really, no question is off limits. No comment is off limits. No thought is off limits. Use this call. So does anybody have anything at all they want to share? And again, I think the greatest benefit will come from you sharing personal experiences.
Jason, didn't you have a question about how to help your customers get their products for free or something? You texted me.
Oh, yeah, just best practices, if it were, to help only people who have been doing this to get their referrals and get their product for free. I'm running into a lot of roadblocks to helping them.
Okay. So, well, let me ask you if you've tried this, and you tell me if you have, and if you have, then we'll maybe everyone can brainstorm other ideas. When I have a customer who's loving their Thrive experience, I say write down 5 to 10 people that you know who are tired or addicted to caffeine or don't sleep well or have aches and pains. Give them the list. Have them write down the people that they know, and then you start reaching out to those people with them or for them and or for them to share.
Yeah, I tried that,
and what happened?
I got 2 names. No one, it didn't really go anywhere. They didn't give me any names. I can't think of anybody, buddy. Everybody tries, says they don't have money or all that stuff happens. And I'm like, well, you got to have a different approach here. I don't know how active they are at pursuing it. Are they nervous about asking their friends or?
Okay. So.
Hey, Jenny.
Okay,
it's Jeff.
Yeah.
Hey, Jenny. It's Jeff. Can I respond to that real quick?
Yeah, please.
Well, I'll just tell you, it just happened to me the other day, what he just said. I circled back through, and you know, I'm trying to hit my 4K. So I'm looking, man, who am I going to talk to? So I started down in my downline to try to see how many people I can help that don't have their 2 customers in. And I'll tell you, when I started doing the same thing he did, you know, do you know people? Do you have this? Do you have that? They'll come up with a person or two, and I found that if you don't prompt them to say, get them on the line, have them call, let's do it together, that worked for me for 3 people over the weekend to help 2 of my people down below to get their product for free because I prompted them to help them, meaning let's do it together. And when we did it together, every one of them ended up signing up. So I think, like, putting yourself out there to really help the people instead of, you know, just give me the list. It's like, let me help you. Because people are so hesitant and so tentative to do that.
Let me compliment the 3 of you. Let me compliment Jenny for getting Jason to recall his question. Let me compliment Jason for asking the question because this is when the call works. You ask a question, and Jeff jumps in and shares his experience, and what he just shared is invaluable. Now, for anybody who's been in the health club business ever in your life, at some point you were asked to walk around the floor and ask for referrals. You dreaded it. You wanted to hide in a corner. You would look for any excuse to get out of this because you hated it. Because the people know why you're asking. It's selfish. It's for your benefit. But this is different. And what Jeff did is he said, I'm not going to make you feel pressured. I'm not going to back you into a corner. I'm going to do this with you. Now, that is great leadership. That is Jeff being a leader. Going, listen, I believe so much in this product that I want to help you get your product for free. Now, he didn't come from a place of who do you know who could sell the product to? Who do you know who could benefit from this? And by asking anybody, who do you know that could use more energy? Believe me, they know people. Who do you know that would like to lose a little bit of fat? Believe me, they know people. So what that came from completely is Jeff having that Machiavellian attitude. Jeff saying, I can take control of this for others' benefit. I can help myself by helping other people. Jeff, are you comfortable with what I'm sharing? Is it accurate?
That's absolutely accurate, and that's how I felt. You know, it was Tammy, who, you know, is a person I put as a promoter, but, you know, it was to help me get my VIP, and she knew nothing about the product. All she knows is she feels better. But she didn't feel comfortable answering the questions, and I said, I feel 100% comfortable doing that. Let's do it together. honestly, it's do it together. And I'm not kidding you. You know, conversations took some time, but at the end of it, it was how do I get this product in my hands and how quick can I get it?
The better we get at overcoming our own fear and apprehension, the more people say yes. So, Jason, what he just shared with you is golden. It's just you being a leader and going, hey, I would love to talk to them. It's really what you're saying is I would love to help you help them. And who wouldn't appreciate that? So by turning it from I need referrals, who do you know, to how can I help you help someone, although it sounds like a very simplistic turnaround, it's night and day. It's the difference between somebody feeling guarded and somebody feeling appreciative. So, Jeff, that is great. And by the way, I have noticed for the past couple of days I haven't been accessible, but I've been seeing your name come up with a customer and customers. So obviously you're doing something really well.
Thank you.
I want to ask you, if you don't mind me putting you on the spot, and if you do, it's too late. You're on the spot. how do you feel now about this as a business? As Jenny was speaking earlier and saying, guys, if you don't see this as a business, you know, we need to kind of rethink this. I'm curious, knowing your situation, how are you looking at this now?
Well, a couple of things. You know, you and I have ultimate respect for you, so you giving me the opportunity was a godsend. I truly look at it that way. Jenny coming in, and she, you hooked her up with me, and she prompted we had a long conversation, and after that happened, and just my situation is one, it's just not good. But I'm going to tell you, I have hope every morning. She kind of put me on her little accountability thing where she'll prompt me with a text. What's going on today? What do you have on your agenda? How's it going? You know, things like that. That makes a world of difference for me because I'm an entrepreneur at heart, but I haven't had anybody to be accountable to since the business is closed. I haven't had numbers to hit. I haven't had any of that stuff. And that was what prompted me each and every day. You know, where are my clients at? Where are their goals at? Are they being met? What do I need to do? How do I need to help these people every day? And that's how, that's just my spirit. That's how my business ran, you know, all day long. So without having that in front of me, without having that carrot, without having that, that was a big adjustment for me. So now looking at that like this, who can I help? How can I do it? Each day I put on the list a client that I haven't thought about might benefit from the product. And I met with a fellow this morning. If you have a minute, this was amazing. His son died in the 9/11 tragedy. And I called him the day before to just talk to him. I haven't had him business is shut down. I haven't had contact with him for over a year. He has Parkinson's. And Tammy's got on her, you know, she posted about the woman who she has helped tremendously from the burn.
Yeah.
Boom, it clicked. I'm sitting here thinking, I'm talking to this fellow about this, this, and this, and next thing you know, he's telling me about how bad his energy is and how heavy he's gotten and the weight he's gained and all this stuff, and click. At the end of the conversation, I said, let's get together for breakfast. I really want to talk with you about something. We did this morning. He signed up.
Beautiful.
That's that spirit that I need to help this man. It's that stuff that when it hits your heart, that dramatic moment. And I tell you, people have, that's what you have to open up. That's what's made the difference in this business is me opening it up, not thinking about it as who can I sell this to, who needs it and who can I help. Whether they say no, hey, they'll come back around. Like you said, they will. They've done it twice to me already.
Right.
But, hey, tell me about that again. Okay, I will, you know. Anyway, that's where I'm at. So the business, yes, it's a whole different concept to me. I'm going in and looking at that stuff like you told me to. Go in and look at your reports. Go in and just get familiar with that. Get in there every day and look and find out what's going on in Lavelle's back, you know, on your office. Get in there. There's interesting things in there that I have no idea about, the metrics and looking at this and looking at that. Next thing you know, I'm looking at who's on outer shift and just paying attention, then making phone calls to each one of those people or a little text. How's it going? How you feeling? How you doing? That makes a difference. That put me back in my realm of training. That put me back in my realm of everyday trying to figure out how to help somebody. So that's where I'm at. Sorry if I got long-winded.
No, no, Jeff, that was great. And by the way, last week I had a conversation with Jenny, and she told me a little about her backstory, and I said, oh, my God, that's the same exact thing that Jeff went through. So without sharing your story here among the group, I said, you guys have to talk. So this is one of the beautiful things, and you wouldn't have heard me say this 4 months ago. This is one of the beautiful things about network marketing when you gain the perspective of people helping people. Because in the past, network marketing, if I had to describe it, it would be people bothering people. I'm not kidding. That's the way I looked at it, because people would bother me and chase me and, do you want to buy it? Do you want to try it? No. Do you want to buy it? Do you want to try it? No. That's how it was. But when your perspective shifts, which is what Jeff, that's the only thing that changed in you is your perspective, right?
That's it.
Your outcome changes. And that's what I'm seeing here is by maximizing this team and the human interaction and learning from each other and helping to shift each other's perspective, everyone here can become unstoppable. So there's no reason to even think about apologizing. I am so thankful that you shared that. All right, so guys, I know we've gone a little bit over, but I appreciate it. This is the way the calls should work. The more interactive, the better. Let's keep this going in the Facebook group. Both Jenny and I are completely accessible. We will help you to talk to any promoter, to talk to any customer, and we're all going to learn from every single experience. Jenny, what do you want to say in wrapping it up?
I don't got nothing. Just remember the takeaways from today, please.
Okay, she don't got nothing, which means she got everything.
Yeah.
So let's all get everything. Until we speak again, be better, everybody. Bye-bye.